SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
Tasmania has delivered a hung parliament, with Australia's last governing Liberals getting more seats than Labor, but not enough to form government. The Liberals, who have been in power since 2014, have 12 seats, six short of the required 18 for majority. Projections indicate they'll hold 13 to 15 seats, with Labor getting about 12 in total. The final makeup of the parliament may not be known for a couple of weeks. Following a five-and-a-half-week election campaign, voters turned to small parties and independent candidates who shared nearly 34% of the votes. Despite his party's failure to claim a majority vote, Liberal leader Jeremy Rockliffe has declared victory in the election.
Tasmanians have delivered a very clear message, and I want to assure each and every Tasmanian that we've heard it, and I thank you for it. But Tasmanians have not voted for a change of government. Make no mistake, this has been a very poor result for the Labor Party of Tasmania.
The opposition also failed to secure enough swing votes to bring about a change in government. Voting showed support for the Labor Party was at 29.2%, a 1% boost, but not nearly enough to bring them to power. Tasmanian Labor leader Rebecca White says it's still too early to predict the results of the election.
People voted for change this election. We'll wait to see how the dust settles and for the final results to be determined. And Labor will be ready to work with the Parliament to implement our agenda and our plan for a better future for Tasmania, if that is the will of the people.
One of the parties who appear to have gained major ground in this election are the Greens, who seem likely to hold between 3 to 6 seats in Parliament. Party leader Rosalie Woodruff says things are looking good for the Greens.
Our message this election was that change is needed and change is possible. And we're fully committed to stepping into the next parliament with this in mind.
Green Senator Nick McKim says early results show voters are moving away from the two major parties, comparing them to supermarket chain franchises.
Tasmanians are sick and tired of being taken for granted by the Coles and Woolworths of Australian politics. And this is a vote that I do think is a nail in the coffin of the two-party system.
The Jackie Lambie Network and several independents are also in the mix for spots on the crossbench. This election is the first in which the parties are vying for 35 parliament seats, compared to the previous 25, following a decision made to expand the chamber. Both of the major parties will be bringing in new and familiar faces into the House. Former Senator Eric Abetz will be making his return to politics after being elected in Franklin. Speaking to ABC, Mr. Abetz has played down rumours that he's eyeing the Liberal Party's leadership position.
My only reason for seeking a seat was, one, there's a vacancy in Franklin. I believe that from 2 seats, the Liberals can go up to 3 seats. And the reason I got into federal politics, why I'm seeking to get into state politics, is summed up in one word: service. I want to serve the people, and that is what motivates me.
The housing crisis, an increasing cost of living, and long waiting queues at hospitals were key issues in this election. A final result may not be known until after Easter due to public holidays and a larger parliament. Alex Anifantis, SBS News.